Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Amidst the relentless march of environmental degradation comes a percussion of parched pleas, a cadence of crisis driven by water's wane. Drought's dissonance, this symphony of thirst, now plays its discordant tune against the backdrop of an ever-fraying society. How long before the quell of riots is but a quixotic quest, a mere mirage shimmering over cracked earth? The cruel jest of a once fecund landscape? Our saga of drying doom continues, paralleling the themes of our prior piece, When Rivers Run Dry, charting the course of evaporated dreams. However, we delve deeper today into the human cost, the desperation blooming in the dust, where riots emerge as the language of the unheard, echoing not water's flow but its absence. As liquid gold retreats further into the realm of memory, the twilight of entitlement clenches uncertain fists. From anger seeps anarchy. Parched protests in one region see their embers carried on desperate winds to spark outrage in another. Water, once a right, is now a privilege, and privilege, as history whispers, unhinges the gates of revolt. Citizens who once might have stood in line for a movie or a meal now line up with containers pitifully small and hopes pitifully high. Their water rations, drips in the bucket for what was once a river of life, fuel frustration, not farms. And within these dwindling allocations, the seeds of discord find fertile ground. But are the riots just the fevered struggles of a body politic in its throes of death? A community clutching at its own parched throat, unable or unwilling to see that its lifeblood evaporates with each raised voice, each torched vehicle, each shattered storefront? Desperation mounts as a melody of madness, and in its crescendo, we hear the harsh whispers of anarchy. In light of our collective denial, mere words offer little solace. And so we detail the desolate landscapes of discontent, the brewing storm of scarcity, with an unflinching gaze, pulling away the curtain to a world not just threatened by environmental Armageddon, but living it. In the arid sprawls, the forgotten corners of our world, desperation turns to innovation, but not the kind that reforests or replenishes. Instead, we find illicit wells dug ever deeper, a black market for dew traps, and the eerie gatherings of those who seek to summon rain from a clear and indifferent sky. Yet elsewhere, hope's last gasp finds its voice in pleas for policy change, in grassroots movements pushing back against the tide of decline. The dissonance of drought reverberates through hearts hollowed by hunger, through communities crumbling under climate's cruel hand. And through it all, there echoes a question. Will the thirst for water ever be as strong as the thirst for change? Or is the former now but an undertone to the latter's frenzied, fervent scream? The drought's dissonance, a thirsting plea for reflection, for urgent action, mistaken for a riot's roar. Each drop we fail to save today is a future tear shed for humanity's short-sighted score. In the symphony of survival, every note counts, and the music we make now dictates our fate. Lest it be drowned out by the cacophony of clashing civilizations, a dystopian concerto composed by our own discordant hand.